新约时代最伟大的福音英雄。
He's one of the greatest hero in the New Testament history.
是耶稣基督最大的使徒。
He's the greatest apostle of Jesus Christ.
以对福音最完美的认识。
And he know more perfectly about the gospel.
写出福音里面隐藏的最精细的系统。
And with that, he write the most detailed systems of the theology in the Bible.
来光照当时最大的城市。
So that to illuminate the biggest city of the time.
批判当时最认为人类最高的文化。
To critique at that time people deem as the highest culture.
使人可以领受最伟大的新约的启示。
So that people can receive the highest revelation of the New Testament.
这整个加起来就叫做罗马书了。
If you want to sum all this I've just said, that's called the Epistle to Romans.
罗马帝国多么伟大。
How big is Roman Empire?
今天只有成了一个空壳。
But today it come an empty shell.
全世界的人知道罗马这个两个字呢，就是两件事：现在的罗马城跟基督教的罗马书。
And people know about Rome only for two things: the Roman city of today and the epistle to the Romans.
你到过罗马城吗
？Have you been to the city of Rome?
我去罗马城好几次。
Many times I've been there.
我一看再看。
I've seen and seen.
一思二思三思。
And I ponder and ponder.
思今思古。
I've talked ponder about today and the past.
思建筑思文化。
And ponder about the culture of the building.
思艺术思历史。
Ponder about the art and the history.
思政治思公就是他们的反应。
And the politics, the legal system.
再把这整个罗马史过去曾经有的辉煌。以及这一本罗马书相比的时候
and then when I compare all this glory of a past Roman city and this epistle
我发现这是完全不同的两回事
and I feel that this is two totally different things
天渊之别
it's a difference between the heaven and the earth
今天末世二十二一世纪的这个世界上的人
today the people of the 21st century of the last age
从罗马帝国承受了什么呢
what have we inherited from the Roman city
我们就承受了那个运动的精神承受了那个斗这个决斗的时候那些摔跤 wrestling 那些不像人不像兽的那种运动
it is only with the spirit of wrestling that we inherited from them
我们还要承受什么呢
what else do we inherit
但是我告诉你
But I tell you,
人类从保罗这本罗马书是出下来的
That from this the epistle of the Romans by Paul
是那永恒神的真理所启示下来在人间传讲的福音的道
That is the word that has been revealed to us from the heaven
感谢上帝
Praise the Lord
为什么罗马书的信息很重要呢
Why is it the message of the book to Romans so important
为什么罗马书里面的福音是每一个时代所需要的
Why is it the gospel of Romans is needed by all ages
因为保罗已经看出了在万变的人社会里面有不变的永恒的事实
Because Paul has seen that in this changeableness of life there is the unchangeable gospel
人的文化在改变
The culture of man changes
人的社会在改变
Man's society changes
人的建筑人的这个风俗习惯都在改变
Man's building and custom and tradition changes
而且每一个人每一个时刻都在改变
And every moment, every time, every people change
你从刚才进这个礼堂到你出去的时候这一段时间你也改变
When you step in just now and when afterward when you step out you have changed during this period
你至少有些观念的改变
At least there's some conceptual change in your mind
你领受神的话给你刺激产生的改变
Because you receive the word of God it stimulated you there's a change in your mind
至少你听了多一些知识你感到人生更有意义有改变
Because after you heard the gospel you find that it's more meaningful in life
都在改变
Everything is changing
有一些基本从来不改变的事实
But there are some facts that never change
什么事实呢
What are the facts
人的罪的问题
The problem of sins
谁能解决
Who can solve that
到底在法院里面是不是要对付罪恶
That in the court will it truly deal with sins
在法官的判词里面是不是要审判罪呢
And also the word coming from judge will it condemn sins
法院把人判决要进监牢是不是要解除罪恶呢
When this court condemn people to the jail does it solve the problem of sins
罗马帝国的法律系统是这样严谨
Roman Empire have the most perfect legal system
罗马的法官法院是很著名的
and also the judge and the court are most famous in Rome
这些法官处理罪人的时候他本身是不是没有罪呢
in this aspect, this court when the judges condemn the sinners do they mean that they have not sinned
如果他自己是有罪的他凭着什么资格去处理罪人的问题
if they themselves are sinners how can they deal with sins
所以这个是基本一个没有改变的事实。
So this is the basic facts that never change.
人性是有罪的。
The human nature is that we have sin.
每个人都是罪人。
That every man is a sinner.
那么这个问题不是罗马帝国所能解决。
So this is not a problem whether the Roman Empire can solve.
谁能解决呢？
Who can solve the problem?
神能解决。
Only God can solve the problem.
神的宝座有计划。
That God's throne has a plan.
神的旨意里面有牺牲。
And also the plan of God, there's the sacrifice.
神的灵有光照。
In the spirit of the Lord, there's a shining.
神的儿子里面有救赎罪恶的大能。
In the Son of God, there is a power to redeem.
所以罗马城需要什么呢？
So what does the Roman city need?
你再把一些黄金换进去，它更富有吗？
If you were to put some gold in the city of Rome, would it get richer?
罗马城太富有了。
Because the city of Rome is so rich.
你再加一点军队，它更强盛。
You add some more military power, would it be more powerful?
罗马的军队太强盛了。
Because the army of Roman is so powerful.
罗马的别墅。
And also the this villa,
罗马的公共浴池。
And also the public pool.
用的材料。
And the kind of material that they use.
不能想象的。
You just cannot imagine.
连现在最伟大的王宫也不一定能比那个时候。
Even some of the greatest palaces today cannot be compared to that time.
这个大城还需要什么呢？
What do they still need?
但是保罗说，
Paul said,
我要把上帝的福音传给你们在罗马的人。
I want to preach the gospel of God to the people of Rome.
这句话什么意思呢？
What is the meaning?
使徒保罗胸有成竹，他可以给的是罗马城什么都没有，什么样都没有。
The apostle Paul was so assured in himself that what he can give to Rome is something that Rome needs.
今天有些传道人完全不是这样的。
Many of the preachers today do not behave such.
到乡下讲道，他就讲得很大声。
When they go to the villages, they preach very loudly.
到有钱人家里做见证，尾巴就摇起来。
When they testify in the rich man's house, they wag their tail.
一点红包给他，他就马上妥协了。
If they want to give them some 红包, they'll compromise.
忘记什么叫做福音的大能，只知道这有钱人可以帮助我这个穷传道，感谢主给我恩典了。
They'll forget what is the power of the gospel, only know that rich man can give some money to help him in his poverty.
所以基隆坡里面有很多有钱人。最可怜的，因为他从来没有听过责备罪恶的话语。
In Kuala Lumpur, a lot of rich people are pitiful because they have not heard the word of rebuking.
因为他有钱，人都怕他，所以没有人敢讲他应当听的悔改的道。
Because they are rich, nobody dare to rebuke them so that they should listen what they should listen.
保罗对罗马人。
Paul to the city of Rome.
他胸有成竹。
He was so sure.
他知道罗马城啊，无论你多骄傲，多荣耀。多富贵，多有权势，你是罪人，你是有罪的城市。
He knew that this city of Rome, no matter how rich, how glorious, how powerful you are still a city of sin.
所以这个信心是强的不得了。
So that was such a strong message in the book of Rome.
第一章、第二章、第三章，一直把罪挖出来。
And chapter 1, 2, and 3, it mentioned again and again about the sinful nature.
第三章二十三节的时候，就讲了一句：世人都犯了罪，亏欠上帝的荣。
When it comes to chapter 3 verse 23, it says that the whole world are sinful.
那你说他是带来绝望吗？
Does it mean desperation?
带来公义的审判同指责吗？
Does it mean the condemnation of righteousness? No.
六章二十三节，他突然间说呢，在基督里面，我们因为神的恩典有永生。虽然罪的工价乃是死，在基督里面。给我们的是永生。
But in chapter 6 verse 23 he says that in Christ Jesus we have the eternal hope and eternal life.
保罗清楚知道罗马城需要什么。
Paul truly knows the need of the city of Rome.
罗马城不但是罪大恶极的城市。
Not only is it the city of great sins.
罗马城是人吃人的城市。
It is a place whereby man will eat man.
许多从各国战败被带回来的俘虏。
Many of the slaves which have been conquered
他们的命运已经定了
Their fate has been determined.
终身不甘愿也不得不勉强的属于买他的主人
And for the whole life even those that are unwilling they have to submit themselves to the master that bought them.
他们的命卖掉做人家的奴隶的时候卖多少钱也不是他们拿的是别人拿去
And even their life which has been sold and also the prices do not belong to them but belong to those who sell them.
这些人的一生已经暗淡无光前途非常凄惨
These people for the future of their life is doomed
保罗要把那个基督释放人的福音 传给罗马城的。
But Paul want to bring this kind of message that liberate life to the people of Rome.
一方面指责罪恶。
On the one hand, he rebukes sin.
一方面把神的公义显明出来。
On the one hand, he manifested the justice of God.
神的公义不像法院里面所讲的义。
The righteousness of God is not like the righteousness being talked about in the court.
在罗马帝国法院里面所讲的公，讲的义。不过是一种理性东西，文字做纸上所写的文章。
The justice that's been spoken about in the court of Rome, it is only something written in words.
如果罗马帝国有公义的话
，If there's justice in the city of Rome,
为什么罗马的巡抚比拉多清楚查出耶稣没有罪，要把他交给犹太人定死
？Why is it the governor Pontius Pilate truly he found that Jesus had no sin and yet he wanted to commit Jesus Christ so that he was nailed on the cross?
比拉多在历史上的存在。
Pontius Pilate, his assistant in history,
证明两个最可怕的矛盾。
Only but to prove two very great paradoxes in history.
一个存在是什么呢
？The first existence of paradox.
比拉多清楚知道耶稣是没有罪的，但他不能执行公义。
Pontius Pilate truly knew that Jesus was sinner, but he cannot execute righteousness.
他说我查不出他有什么罪。
He said that I cannot find any sin in him.
我查不出他有。
I cannot find any sin in him.
我查不出他有什么罪来。
I cannot find any sin in him.
他就叫人把水带到他面前来，公众洗手，用水洗他的手，他就认为自己可以逃脱。
And then he washed his hand publicly as if that he can wash away his own sin.
你们自己办他吧。
You deal with him yourself.
你们要把他钉十字架，就把他钉十字架吧。
You want to crucify him, crucify him.
他代表谁呀？
Who does he represent?
他代表最讲法律、最讲公义的罗马帝国。这个矛盾就显出来。
He was representing the Roman Empire to talk about justice, but then he's so powerless in terms of executing justice.
所以这个。比拉多这三个字
This pilot
一定要在使徒行传表现出来
It must be expounded in the Acts
使徒信经
In the Apostles' Creed actually
你知道吗基督徒每个礼拜念使徒信经就念他名字一次我本来很不甘愿
You know every time when we recite the Apostles' Creed many times we mention his name every week
这个人是谁我要每个礼拜念他一次七次
Who you see I got to mention and read his name every week
我念我主耶稣基督很甘愿的
When I read my Christ Jesus, I'm willing.
同着你玛利亚说的，我很甘愿。
That was given by the Virgin, I'm willing.
因为玛利亚是这么爱主的一个人。
Because Virgin is the one that loves God so much.
基督都为我死的一个人。
And Christ is the one that died for me.
那么比拉多是谁？羞耻。
Pontius Pilate, who is this?
我欠你什么账？每个礼拜要念你的名字。
How can I be in debt to you that I can mention your name every week?
今天我告诉你，很肯定，你一定要念他名字。
But today you must read his name.
为什么
？Why?
因为证明基督的死是在时空里面。
Just to prove that Christ Jesus' death died in space and time.
基督的死是在人的公义不能得成那个虚假的理念不能成就真正的法律的那种架空的人的文化的里面。
Dying in the hypocrisy of the emptiness of human culture.
所以比拉多的存在。
So the existence of Pontius Pilate.
证明罗马帝国两样东西矛盾的存在。
First two paradoxes of the Roman Empire.
第一
The first.
就是他法律中间所传的公义根本是矛盾的是虚假的是空洞的
That's the righteousness being preached in their legal system is something which is empty
这是事实存在的一个矛盾
That is the existing of the real fact and paradox The second
比拉多的存在
The existence of Pontius Pilate
审判耶稣的事情上
At a time when he condemned and judged Jesus
彰显了希腊追求真理是绝对不可能达到
To manifest that for Greek to seek for the truth they can achieve it
罗马承继希腊的哲学智慧
Roman will inherit the Greek wisdom
几百年讨论真理的问题
And for a few hundreds of years they discussed about thisTruth.
到耶稣基督说我就是真理
So coming to Jesus when he said I'm the truth
你说我是犹太人的王
You say I'm the king of the Jews
我生被生就是为来做王
I was born to be king
特别要为真理做见证
And also testify for the truth
比拉多回答什么
Pontius Pilate what did he say
真理是什么
What is truth?
他不是真正要答案，他不会要发问题。
He doesn't want to know the true answer, only to question.
一个只要发问题，不想得答案的人，请你不要给他解答问题。
A one who just asks questions, do not want to know answer, do not give them the answer.
因为他就在答问 问题之前他就没有兴趣，因为他问题问完了他就走了。
Because before the answering of the question that he asked, he would just walk away.
他就是发问题，发了就走了。
He only asked a question and he walked away.
真理是什么？
What is truth?
他没有等耶稣说真理是这个事呢，他就走了。
He never wait for Jesus to answer, he walked away.
他那句话什么意思呢？
What is the meaning of that question?
有真理吗？
Is that true?
你还敢讲你做真理的见证吗？
Can you say that you are the testifier of truth?
如果有真理，
If there is truth,
犹太人怎么把你带到这里来叫我来杀你呢？
Why is it the Jews send you to us to me so that I condemn you?
犹太人不是讲他们领受上帝的启示，知道上帝的律法吗？怎么把你这样好的人带来这里，让我要来定你的罪呢？
Isn't the Jews talking about these law systems, about the laws? How can they bring you to me to be condemned?
我是不相信有真理。
I do not believe that that is truth.
所以你怎么讲真理，我就当作耳边风。
So whatever you say about truth, I do not believe.
就因为我不相信有真理，所以查不出你的罪，你还可以死的。
So because I do not, because there's no truth, I cannot find that sin, you must die.
这就是我的真理。
This is my truth.
而我又不知道什么叫做真理。
And I myself do not know what is truth.
所以你不该死的，去死吧。
So you who are not worthy of die, die then.
你说今天的政治不是这样吗？
Isn't that the politics of today?
从圣经记载人犯罪。
Have you ever seen the record of the sin of man in the Bible?
直到今天。
Until today.
人的政治是不是这样？
Such will be the politics of mankind.
人的社会是不是这样？
Such will be the society of mankind.
人的法律是不是这样？
Such will be the legal system of mankind.
马哈蒂认为安瓦伊布拉欣应当放在监牢里面。
马哈蒂 feel that Anwar Ibrahim should be put in jail.
我告诉你，有一天安瓦出来，一定把马哈蒂放在监牢里面。
One day when this Anwar is being liberated, he will put马哈蒂 in the jail.
因为照我看，这样才叫做公义。
Because according to what I say, and that is righteousness.
照你看，那样才叫做公义。
According to what you see, that is justice.
我做头的时候，这就是我的真理。
When I hate, that is my justice.
你做头的，这就是你的真理。
When you hate, that is your justice.
所以比拉多把耶稣处死于圣地。
Pontius Pilate, he killed Jesus in the holy place.
基督把保罗带回罗马城来讲公义。
And Paul, Jesus Christ brought Paul to the city of Rome and talk about justice.
保罗在罗马书里面讲义义义义义。
When Paul is preaching about righteousness and righteousness and righteousness in the epistle of Romans,
这是罗马帝国最需要。
And that is what the Roman city truly needs.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为罗马帝国讲公义讲太多了。
Because the emperor, the empire of Rome talk too much about this justice.
讲最多公义的就是最践踏公义的。
The place that talk most about the righteousness is the one that tremble most about the righteousness.
法官应当是为法律征战的人。
The just must be the one that fight for righteousness.
但是法官也是最懂的。怎样走法律空洞去犯法的人。
But they are the one who know to find the loopholes of laws.
有一次我在印尼一个大学讲道。
There was one I was preaching in a university in Indonesia.
他们的校长，大学的校长是一个法律博士。
And the principal of that university is the PhD in law.
他说你对我们法律系的学生讲讲道吧。
He said, why don't you preach to our law students?
我祷告以后我就讲到了。
After I pray, I preach.
我说什么叫做法律专家呢？
I say, who are the experts of laws?
就是知法犯法而不必被罚的叫做法律专家。
The one who know about the law, they commit law and yet do not be condemned.
就校长听了吓了一跳。
And then he was stunned.
就是你听了吓了一跳。
And the students are stunned.
所以我说你们这些念法律的学生，你们有灾祸了。
I say, woe to you who study laws.
如果你们头脑充满法律的所有的条例，你的心没有归向上帝，你是害民的人。
If you have the laws in your mind without Jesus Christ in your heart, then you are the one who is going to bring woe to the people.
哪一个人给你更多钱，你就会找法律的漏洞，说他是对的，那些穷的一定错的。
Whoever give you most money, you will find the loopholes and then you will cite for them.
对不对？
Is that right?
我相信你良心深处知道我在讲什么。
And I truly believe that in your conscience you know what I'm speaking about.
你特别知道的就是因为你是法官。
And especially you know because you're a judge.
你应当重新悔改。
Because you must repent.
重新悔改。
You must repent.
当印尼前任的大法官。
When Indonesia there was a previous high judge.
哈利他不敢处理苏哈多事件的时候，
He did not deal with the matter of Suharto.
大学生呢到他的办公室送他一只鸡。
The university student went to his office giving a chicken.
他们就是说，你这个法官呢原来是一个 chicken.
Why you are a chicken?
你这个没有胆子的一个小鸡。
You are a chicken who is not have courage.
还要谈什么法律？
What you talk about law?
就保罗把福音传到罗马城去。
When Paul preached the gospel to Rome,
他不是随便乱讲。
He did not just preach loosely.
每一个字写下来。
Every word that has been written down.
写下不容易啊。
To write is not easy.
讲讲就算了。
To talk is easy.
所以你讲话，有人在那写，你就更小心了。
So when you talk and people record, you must be very careful then.
哎呦，他在记录。
Well, he's making records.
我讲错，给他记下来怎么办
？What happened if I preach wrongly? Then he recorded.
不但讲错，记录下来，登在报纸更麻烦。
And it's been published in the newspaper.
保罗不怕的。
Paul is not afraid.
他写下来。
He wrote it down.
他不怕等到。两千年以后在瓜拉隆坡讲他的罗马书。
That even 2,000 years later we are preaching about what he has written. Why?
你可以找吧。
You can find.
那些空言不必谈了。
Forget about those empty words.
句句写下来。
Every word he has written down.
字字定准。
And every word is most certain.
让你找。
So that you can find.
让你查。
You can check.
到底他讲的对不对。
That whether he has preached right or wrong.
所以我还没有讲解罗马书一节一节的内容以前
So before I preach verse by verse
我先给你一个很大的视野
I want to give you a big horizon
你看见这罗马书的背景
You see the background of this book of Rome
不是当时罗马城多少建筑多少人口大不是这个
Not just to talk about the population the buildings of the city of Rome
整个罗马文化的精髓里面
But into the essence of the Roman culture
犯了什么癌症在里面
What kind of cancer that is there?
为什么需要福音来纠正他呢
Why is that they need the gospel to
为什么需要福音来光照他
Why is that they need the gospel to illuminate them?
为什么需要福音来医治他呢
Why is that they need the gospel to heal them?
因为罗马城就是全世界人的成就离开神的堕落的一个写照
Because Roman city is the copy of what man has left God and what kind of situation they have fallen into it's in
Roman Empire
The Roman Empire
is a mirror of the human fall before God.
是人在神面前堕落的接近。
你看见人也荣耀的时候
，When you see the man so glorious，
也有物质成就的时候
，The most achievement in the materialist world，
也就是心灵败坏的时候。
That is time where the most corrupt is
spirituality, 道德沦丧的时候
，and also corrupt in their ethics，
人格丧失的时候
，and in their personality，
远远离开神的时候
，and they live far away from God。
所以罗马书就告诉我们，人类这永远不变的。罪性的事实也告诉我们，每一个历史时代、每一个朝代、每一个国家、每一个民族，人都需要福音。
And this book of Romans says that in all ages, men truly need the gospel.
如果人没有犯罪
，if man has never sinned，
人性可以用教育改善
，and human nature can be changed by education，
人格可以从哲学里面提高的
，that personality can be lifted up with philosophy。
那么人不需要福音。
Man then no need of a gospel.
事实不是如此。
But the fact is not so.
因为罪是一个永不改变的事实。
Because sin is a fact that never changes.
所以福音也是人永远不可不需要的一个真理。
And that's why gospel is a truth that man forever will be in need of.
不但如此
，Not only so.
罗马书给我们看见罪的工价乃是什么
？Roman enabled sin is a wage of sin.
所以这个一连串的这个因果律就产生出来了。
So the cause and results are being there put together for us.
罪是个永不改变的事实。
And sin is a fact that never changes.
以后呢，借着罪产生的结果使。也成了永不改变的事实。
And sin now produces the fact of death, and they will never change in history too.
那么死的这一件事实，谁能解决呢
？And the fact of sin, who then can solve this fact?
罗马城啊
，The city of Rome,
你多伟大
！How big you are!
你多光荣
！How glorious you are!
你多辉煌
！How glorious you are!
你多有智慧
！How wise you are!
你多强盛
！How powerful you are!
你的凯撒会死。
Your Caesar will die.
你的将军会死。
Your leader will die. Your people will die.
你所有里面居住的居民都会死。
All the inhabitants in you will die.
你知道祖先
？You know that before Christ,
一个很伟大的凯撒。
There was a great Caesar.
他怎么死的
？How did he die?
他进到议厅的门前的时候，就在台阶被人谋杀死。
And before he went into the court, he was being murdered.
这个是谁呀
？Who was he?
谁呀？啊。莱莫斯达，你们静静的，你们不知道要答什么，又不敢答是马哈蒂尔、啊、所以你们就静静。Julius Caesar 是那样子。
Julius Caesar，
他们暗中已经有计谋了。
They have already planned。
他们不满意他，为什么
they are not happy with him. Why?
这个权柄太大了。
He was so powerful.
全国靠他一个人。
That in the whole nation depending only on him himself.
他的话几乎就等于方言。
Because his word became the law.
所以为了要救罗马。
In order to save Rome,
就要把这伟大的凯撒把他打死。
He said, "We must murder this Julius Caesar."
为了爱罗马，就杀罗马的帝王，这个才能成功。
Because they love Rome, and that's why they should kill the Caesar of Rome.
所以他们就等着他。
So waiting for him.
当这个凯撒上台阶的时候。
When Caesar was stepping out of this stairway, it was so grand an occasion.
个个来向他鞠躬。
Everybody will bow to him.
围在他的身边。
And to surround him.
鞠躬完了以后就一刀刺下去。
And after they bow,
一刀刺下去。
They kill him and kill him.
他从来没有想象，他下面这些百顺百依的这些臣宰。一个一个就这样的去刺他。
He never expected this officer who is so obedient to him will kill him.
他亲眼看见血从一个地方一个一直流出来。
He personally see that all the blood oozes out from him.
他还没有昏迷的最后一刻。
But just before he died,
一个人出来再刺他的时候。
And when one more person came and stepped on him,
他突然醒过来。
And he realized,
这个是谁啊？
Who is he?
是他养子啊。
That was his adopted son.
把他养大的。
The one he adopted,
竟然与别人同谋，也刺他一刀
，and conspire with other people and step on him.
所以莎士比亚的《Julius Caesar》那个剧里面呢，这一最重要的一句话，死以前 ，Brutus, you too.
And also Shakespeare in this Caesar, Julius Caesar in that play, the last word that he say was that word.
连你也刺我
，even you step me,
就死了
，and he died.
罗马帝国是吗？
What is Roman city?
有什么荣耀？
What glory?
有什么钱财？
What wealth?
有什么辉煌？
What glory?
每一个人都要死。
Everyone shall die.
罪的工价乃是死。
Because the wages of sin is death.
罪是一个事实。
Sin is a fact.
死是一个事实。
Death also is a fact.
不公义是一个事实。
Unrighteousness also is a fact.
这些事都要用神的福音去解决它。
And all this will only be solved by the gospel.
所以罗马书里面所讲的话语。
So all the words spoken in the book of Romans.
气派万千。
And it is so grand.
深到骨髓里面。
And it's so pierced through our bones.
整个人类的问题这个总解决。
So that it will solve all the problem of men sum together.
我保罗。
I Paul,
耶稣基督的奴隶
the slave of Jesus Christ,
写信给你们
writing a letter to you,
在罗马的圣徒
the saints in the city of Rome,
罗马有圣徒吗？
Are there saints in Rome?
应该没有。
There must not be.
罗马只有糊涂，没有圣徒。
Only those casual Christians.
罗马怎么有圣徒呢？
Where are the saints?
有一批人。
They don't agree with people.
这一批人与整个罗马城不要一同灭亡。
They will not die together with the city of Rome.
这些人已经有圣洁的地位了。
They have the holy position.
所以他们叫做圣徒。
And that's why they're called saints.
圣徒这个是 katharios.
And katharios, that's the word.
这一个圣洁的会里面的人。
And that is the assembly of the saints.
这到底是谁呢？
Who are these people?
这是以所有罗马城败坏的这一种风俗完全不一样的一批的很少的人
A group of minority who are totally different with the sinful nature of the city of Rome
他们的心的方向与别人不一样
The direction of their heart is different from other
people 罗马城晚上的人去花天酒地夜总会的时候他们去听解经讲座
When at night people go to the club they come to have this expository preaching
他们就要听真理
They want to listen to the truth.
他们要得到动力。
They want to have the motivational force.
去过圣的生活。
To lead a holy life.
所以这个大城这么败坏，里面至少有一批圣徒。
So no matter how corrupt the city is, there was a group of saints.
所以呢，保罗这一封信就是写给这些圣徒。
So Paul's epistle is writing to this group of saints.
我耶稣基督的仆人。
I the apostle and the slave of God.
蒙召
to be commissioned.
特派。
To be commissioned,
就传福音的
to be the one who preach the gospel,
耶稣的奴隶
there's a slave of Jesus Christ,
写信给你们
writing to you,
蒙召
they are called,
做圣徒的人
to be the saints,
你看见了没有
do you see,
从传者
the one who is a preacher,
到听者
to the recipient,
从蒙召做传道的
the one who is called to be a preacher,
到蒙召做圣徒
the one who is called to be the saints,
就有信息传给他们
There was a message to preach to them.
They 已经信福音了
They have already believed the gospel.
但是呢,
but then,
你经历福音,
to experience the truth,
跟你认识福音,
and to know the truth,
是不同的事情,
is different.
啊, 你再讲, 你再听一次啊,
one more time you listen.
你信了吗?
Do you believe?
信了,
yes, I believe.
你知道你信些什么吗?
Do you know what is the gospel?
有一点知道,
I know a little bit.
模模糊糊,
and very vaguely.
那你要知道清楚,
you want to know clearly?
我讲给你听,
I want to preach to you.
讲什么给你听?
What am I going to expound?
保罗说, 我就讲罗马书给你听,
Paul said that our priest is a Roman to you.
所以你已经是圣徒了吗?
You are already saints.
已经圣徒了,
you are already saints.
为什么已经圣徒了还要听罗马书呢?
Why is it you are saints still want to listen to the book of Romans?
我蒙召,
I'm called
传福音的,
to preach the gospel,
写罗马书,
writing the book of Romans,
这福音的写下了一个字一个字,
this being written word by word,
给你蒙召做圣徒,
and to you who are called to be saints, then you truly know how and why do you believe,
深知,
truly know
你所信的是谁,
what did you believe,
信什么,
what do you believe,
跟知道你信什么,
and also to know what did you believe,
是两件事,
are two different things.
今天我问你, 今天早上你们有刷牙吗?
This morning, have you brushed your teeth?
我不必叫你举手, 免得不刷牙的,
you don't have to raise your hand.
有说谎的机会, 你们刷牙了,
oh, you have brushed your teeth this morning.
我就当作你们都刷牙了,
so I've deemed that everyone has brushed your teeth this morning.
你们用牙膏吗?
Do you use toothpaste?
牙膏不用牙膏, 刷牙以后的果效是很不一样。
If you use and do not use toothpaste to brush your teeth, there will be two different results.
你不用牙膏,
if you do not use toothpaste,
你刷完了,
after you have brushed your teeth,
干净的味道还是一样,
it's clean, but then the taste is different.
你用牙膏,
but then if you were to use a toothpaste,
你牙干净了,味道就不一样,
and also when the teeth is clean, but yet also the taste is different.
这个我不必多讲,
I do not have to preach more on this.
你们都知道,
you know all this.
但我知道你所不知道,
but something I know that you don't know.
什么事呢?
What is that?
很多人用牙膏, 很少人知道牙膏里面是什么东西。
A lot of people use toothpaste, but do not know about the elements of in toothpaste.
我用牙膏,
you say I use toothpaste,
买了牙膏,
I bought it,
我有牙膏,
I have it,
我常常用牙膏,
I many times I use it.
但不对,
it's not right.
知道你这个牙膏里面是怎么做的。
You must know what is the composition of the toothpaste.
所以经历福音,
so to experience the truth,
跟明白你所经历的福音的内容是什么,
and also to know what is the thing that you experience is two different things.
感谢上,
praise the Lord.
所以一个人,
one
领受福音, 一生就是一次,
he received the gospel only but once in his lifetime.
深思明白, 考察, 详细, 认真去思想, 神福音的内容, 是一生一次, 永远,
but for his whole life, it never ends that you ponder, examine, check, and to understand the truth.
We evangelized only once in our life.
我们生命里面只有一次能够认识福音,
but we study about what we believe is a lifelong study.
但是一生之久我们要研究我们所信的是哪一类的福音。
感谢上帝,
praise the Lord.
有一次我在飞机上见到一个, 哎, 唐牧师你在这里做什么?
There was one in the airport, I met a person and he asked, what are you doing here, Reverend Tong?
不是我刚刚昨天在新加坡讲希伯来书, 你没有来吗?
I said, I was preaching in Singapore in the book of Hebrew, you didn't come.
你知道吗? 我知道。
He said, I know.
你没有来吗?
You didn't come?
我没有来。
No, I didn't.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为上一次, 这个神保罗来讲四天, 我都参加了, 所以我听了。
Because in the past, Reverend Singh, Paul Shen came for 4 days on the book of Hebrews, I came and attended.
讲四天, 希伯来书都讲完了,
and 4 days preaching the whole book of Hebrew.
所以许谭牧师说, 我们现在请唐牧师来讲, 最早的, 最先的一次, 就是这一个月, 四次。
And also Reverend Cole said that we want to have this preaching 4 times.
很多人再来了。
A lot of people came.
四次。
4 times.
心里想, 真的四次, 唐牧师会讲完吗?
Can Reverend Tong preach the book of Hebrew in 4 times?
我说我盼望这四次可以讲完第一章前面三节。
I hope that in these 4 times I can preach the 3 verses in chapter 1.
他们说有没有搞错?
Why is something wrong, they say?
四次讲完三章不是讲三节。
Only 3 verses, not 3 chapters.
所以你看我看。
So everybody turn their head and watch each other.
我再讲一次。
So I say one more time.
我盼望这四次可以讲完三节。
I hope that in this 4 sessions I can preach and complete 3 verses.
后来你知道几次才讲完三节?
You know how many times did I complete the 3 verses?
徐牧师几次啊? 7次才讲。
7 times.
你说这么啰嗦?
Why you are so long-winded?
耶稣来都还没讲完。
Even before Jesus Christ came, you cannot preach the gospel.
这样长。
So long, you say.
如果长了，像老太婆的长脚步就很臭了。
If it's long and not smelly, it's not good.
所以每次讲你就打瞌睡了。
And every time you slumber.
感谢主，每次唐牧师来，我就在这边守安息日。
You say praise the Lord because every time when Reverend Tong comes, I will have a Sabbath here.
但是不是的。
But it's not.
每次讲。
Every time when I preach.
要你睁着眼睛。
That you open wide your eyes.
每一个字跟着听。
And every word you listen.
你少了几句很难跟上去。
Because if you miss a few sentences, it was difficult for you to follow.
怎么可能？唐牧师为什么我读来读去没有东西，你读这么多出来
？How is it every time when I read I cannot read so much? How can you read so much?
有一个姐妹
，There was a sister.
我跟她讲这个诗篇二十三篇
，I preached Psalm 23 to her.
下来她对丈夫说，为什么我读来读去都没有东西
？Why is it every time when I read Psalm 23 I cannot find that kind of meaning?
她丈夫说你是谁
？Her husband said Who are you?
要比要比唐崇荣，你连比我都不能比。
How can you compare with Reverend Tong? You cannot even compare with me.
其实唐崇荣算不得什么。
Actually, Tan Chong is nothing.
60年前我是一个 baby.
60 years ago, I was just a baby.
我不是普通人。
They are very common people.
但我发现这本圣经。
But I find this book.
伟大到一个地步。
It's so great.
我有什么资格可以讲
？How am I worthy to preach?
太伟大。
So great.
英国有一个伟大的指挥家叫 Macon Sargent。
Macon Sargent, a Greek, the conductor in Britain.
我的英国女王给他封爵士。
Later on, he was this knighted sir in, by the Queen.
Sir Macon Sargent.
Sir Macon Sargent.
他指挥弥赛亚四十年。
He has conducted Messiah for 40 years.
有一天没有指挥以前。
One day before he conducted.
他对听众讲一些话。
And he spoke a few words to the congregation.
Even though I have been conducting Messiah Oratorio of George Frederick Handel for 40 years.
虽然我已经四十年来这个指挥这个弥赛亚神器。
Until tonight, I still consider I am not worthy to conduct this great piece.
那么在今天晚上，我依然感觉到自己不啊、没有这个资格来这个这个指挥。
Simply because Messiah is too great for me.
因为呢，这个弥赛亚去呢，对我来说是太伟大了。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters in Christ,
好好思想吧。
You want to ponder and ponder,
好好思想吧。
Ponder well.
你会发现，你有限的头脑没有办法装完罗马书要告诉你们的信息。
You'll find that your finite brain just cannot contain all the things that Paul wants to tell you in the book Romans.
求主给我们更谦虚的心智吧。
Pray that God will give us a heart of humility.
英国一个解经家叫做 Martin Lloyd Jones.
Martin Lloyd Jones, a great apostle.
有人对我说，他曾经用127次的时间，单单讲以弗所书第一章。
That he has expounded on this the first chapter of Ephesians for 127 times.
不像那坏掉的 CD 一直 repeat 不是。
It's not like a CD that's not functioning well and keep repeating and repeating.
他每天讲不一样。
Every message is different.
听的不是傻里傻气的。
And the one who listen are not dumb people.
因为英国国会的议员。
And some are the parliamentary members.
这个牛津大学的一些教授。
And some are even the Oxford professor.
社会顶层的知识分子。
And also the top intellectual society.
一直讲。
He was preaching and preaching.
后来有一个人写信告诉他。
And later on, someone wrote to him.
保罗大概没有这么多意思，你讲太多了。
Paul probably doesn't have that much of meaning. Maybe you preach too much.
你会不会感到以后上天堂的时候
？Maybe later on when you go to heaven.
保罗说：“你有没有搞错啊？”
Paul says something wrong with you.
我讲少少，你讲多多。
I preach only a little bit, you preach so much.
这个人太啰嗦了。
You're so long winded.
他自卑感吗
？Would he feel self-pity?
他当众回答这个问题。
And then he answered the question openly.
Dr. Martin Lloyd Jones.
Dr. Martin Lloyd Jones.
他说：“以后我在天堂。”
He said that later on when I'm in heaven.
保罗会对我说
：“Paul would tell me.
里面的内容那么丰富，你才讲那么少。
It's so rich in my epistle, and then you preach so little.
你明白那么少。
You understand so little.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
求主帮助我们。
Pray that God help us.
给我们更深一层。
That all the more intense.
更渴慕的心。
And more desiring.
领受罗马书里面福音的信息。
To accept and so to receive the gospel in the book of Romans.
最后一点。
The last point.
这个福音要论什么呢
？And what does it discuss in the gospel?
福音不是论什么。
It doesn't discover what.
是论谁。
Discover who.
那么这一个谁成全了。
And this who accomplished what it is.
整个福音的中心不是什么。
The center point of this gospel is not what?
整个福音的中心是谁?
The center point of the gospel is who?
保罗从整个的侍奉的认识论里面，他是consistent。
And also it's consistent with Paul's knowledge in his whole life.
所以他说我深知,
you say, I truly know
我所信的,
the one that I believe in.
是谁?
Who is it?
不是是什么?
No, it's what?
这是基督教。 所有宗教不同的地方。That
is the difference of Christianity and all other religions.
所有的宗教有许多的教条教义在里面。
All other religions have many regulations and doctrines.
他们甚至有教主。
Even they have the founder of the religion.
但是他们没有救主。
But they do not have a savior.
教主不是救主。
Founder is not a savior.
救主不是教主。
A savior is not a founder.
所以保罗说，我深知我所信的。 是谁不是是什么?
And Paul said, I truly believe who that I believe in and not what that I believe in.
谁?
Who?
是谁?
Who is he?
谁呀?
Who is he?
耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ.
基督是谁?
Who is Jesus Christ?
革命英雄。
He is a revolutionist.
道德模范。
He is a model of ethics.
社会学家。
He is a sociologist.
先知。
He is a prophet.
是这个。 鼓吹改革的人
He is the one that promoted our revolution
不是 Reformation 烈火末世
Reformation不是烈火末世 Reformation is not 烈火末世
烈火末世就在那个Kennedy的那个坟墓里面 早就有了
Because in the tomb of this Kennedy there's a fire that never quenched
我告诉你 Reformation这个字是从Reform来的
Reformation, this word coming from the word reform.
归正福音讲台的归正就是reform.
And the reform pulpit use that word reformed.
Reform 是复原.
Reform means to return.
归正.
To return to the correct.
改革.
And to reform.
回到原先的本位.
Is to go back to the original position.
Malaysia Reformation 很难成功的.
It's very difficult for Malaysia to have the accomplishment in Reformation.
复原复到哪一个原?
Because with the origin, they want to reform.
归正归到哪一个正?
We want to return. Return to what?
我们知道.
We know.
归正.
Reform.
回到神的旨意里面.
Go back to the will of God.
回到神的启示里面.
Go back to the revelation of God.
回到基督原先给我们定的原则里面.
Go back to the original principle Christ Jesus has set for us.
希腊哲学要把人带到哪里?
Greek philosophy, where would it lead men to? Hegelian philosophy, where will it lead men to?
马克思理论要把人带到哪里?
This Marxist philosophy, where will it lead men to?
马哈蒂要把马来西亚带到哪里?
Martin, where will he lead men to?
毛泽东要把人带到哪里?
Mao Zedong, where will lead China to?
邓小平改革成什么?
Deng Xiaoping, he has reformed, what has he achieved?
开放向谁开放?
And to open to who?
真的开放吗?
Is it truly open?
这几个礼拜中国严严禁止internet 就表示它不开放了
And also they have so tightened up their laws in internet which means they're not open enough
最好的名词都用了 结果都不知道在讲什么
And they use the best term but yet they don't know what they're preaching on
除非人回到神的道理
Unless you go back to the truth of God
其他的火都要熄
If not all the fire will be quenched
没有烈火末世
And it will not be a fire that will
not be quenched. 除非人回到神的旨意里面
Unless you come back to the word of God
神的道理的,
and the truth of God
对, 不是讲什么,
not talking about what
是讲谁,
talking about who
我深知我所信的是谁,
I truly believe who that I believe in
这个人是谁?
Who is he?
耶稣基督,
Jesus Christ
为什么信耶稣?
Why believe in Jesus?
中国有孔子老子一大堆子,
we have Confucius and all the 子 in China
为什么信你是野子?
Why do they believe this coconut?
墨子、孟子，什么子都有。
We have many of these Mencius, Confucius, Lao Tzu.
为什么信这个耶稣?
Why do you believe in this Jesus?
他是谁?
Who is he?
保罗说,
Paul said,
按肉体而,
according to the flesh,
大卫的子孙,
he is the descendant of David.
按圣善灵的,
according to the Holy Spirit,
上帝的子,
he is the Son of God.
福音不同的地方, 不再教义。
So the difference of the gospel is not in the doctrine.
福音不同的地方是基督生命的奥秘,
but rather in the profundity of the life of Jesus.
保罗一开始就讲出来,
Paul expounded right in the first place.
传的福音,
the gospel he preached.
神人二性的中保.
That is the mediator who is at the same time God and also man.
神人二性的耶稣基督.
Then Christ Jesus, who is both King and man and God.
我今天就要结束了。
I want to complete now.
下个礼拜我们要更深的发挥出来。
Next week we'll expound even more.
为什么传一个神人二性的才叫的福音？
Why is that? It must be a gospel that preached about God, who is Christ Jesus with God and man. That is a perfect gospel.
因为神是神。
Because God is God.
人是人。
Man is man.
人多么伟大，还是罪人。
How great man is, he's still a sinner.
人多么厉害，还是罪人。
How powerful man is, he's still a sinner.
人多么长命，是个必死的人。
How long a life man live, he'll still die.
神不是人
but God is not man.
人不是神
man is not God.
神人之间的隔膜
and also the difference between God and man.
文化无能为力使我们
culture cannot reconcile us.
所以现在带来一个福音了
now it bring a gospel.
有神又人的基督来了
that Christ Jesus who is God and man.
又是神
he's God.
又是人
he's man.
因为他是神
because he's God.
所以他在人类的面前代表了神
And that's why, in front of man, he represents God.
他在神的面前代表了人。
And before God, he represents man.
这样神与人之间的隔膜就因为基督的存在可以解决了。
So the separation between God and man because of the existence of Christ Jesus, it can be reconciled.
神是绝对的圣洁。
He is the absolute holy one.
人是绝对的罪人。
Man is an absolute sinner.
圣洁的神怎么可以领受我们这有罪的人？
The holy God, how can he accept this sinful man?
有罪的人怎么可以蒙圣洁神的悦纳？
The sinful man, how can he be accepted by the holy God?
这是两个绝对不能交通的两个范围。
These two realms that absolutely cannot have fellowship.
现在福音来了。
Now the gospel comes.
我传给你们的福音。
I preach this gospel to you.
耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ.
按肉体来说。
According to the flesh.
那个大卫的子孙
He is the descendant of David.
按圣上灵来说
According to the Holy Spirit.
以他是上帝的儿子
He is the son of God.
他曾经从死里面复活
And he has resurrected from death.
所以这个又是神又是人的中保
And the mediator who is God and also man.
就成为这个福音
And becoming this gospel.
感谢上帝
Praise the Lord.
因为基督是人
Because Christ Jesus is man.
所以他有人的身体
And that's why he is the man's body.
因为基督是神
Because he is God.
他有无穷的大能。
He has an infinite power.
如果基督是人
，If Christ is man，
他有限制。
He is being limited.
基督是神
，Because he is God，
他没有限制。
Then he is infinite.
如果他只是人
，If he is only man，
虽然他的道德高尚、圣洁非凡。
Even though he is noble, high in his ethical life,
就因为他的有限，他没有办法做救主。
But because of his finiteness, he cannot be the savior.
如果基督只是神
，if he is only God,
他是绝对圣洁的。
He is the absolute holy one.
无穷的大能
，and he is the infinite power.
但是他没有人的身体，他没有办法替你替我钉十字架。
But he doesn't have human body. He cannot be crucified on the cross on your sake. For your sake.
保罗将罗马书一开头的时候，就把神人二性的基督摆出来了。
So when Paul in the very beginning of the book of Romans, he placed the dual nature of Christ Jesus before us.
最重要的福音的总原则就定下来了。
And the very important principle of the gospel is now being fixed.
你信福音吗？
Do you believe in the gospel?
哦，福音就是什么？
What is the gospel?
就是好消息。
Good news.
好消息传给你。
Good news.
你说什么好消息？
What's good news?
Proton Saga ready stock.
Proton Saga 有车了。
不是那个福音。
Not that kind of good news.
福音是什么？
What is that good news?
人啊。
Man.
你有罪。
You are sin.
你会死。
You will die.
离开了上帝。
Leave God.
现在。
But now.
你不必灭亡。
You will not perish.
你不必死。
You will not die.
因为有神人二性的基督要来救。
Because Christ who is both God and man will come and save you.
你看到了吗
？Do you see？
感谢上帝
，Praise the Lord。
我们是信福音的称义成圣蒙召做圣徒的人。
We are the one who is called saints because we believe in God and also we have been justified by Christ Jesus' blood。
你还没有传福音前
，Before you preach the gospel，
请问你自己对你所信的福音明白多少
？Do the gospel that you believe in how much do you understand？
你还没有解释罪人的问题的时候。
Before even you expound on the problem of sinners,
请问你到底多深的明白罪人心中的问题是什么？
How much you understand about the question and problem of sinners in the heart?
愿我们从罗马书的信息。
Let us from the messages of the book of Romans.
看见神基督他仆人是怎样做工，然后给我们启发，给我们榜样。我们的侍奉才会跟进。
That we see how God works through His servants, so that there's an example for us to be inspired and work together and like Him.
我们低头祷告。
Shall we pray?
当我们大家低头闭眼睛的时候
，As we bow our head and close our eyes,
我奉主的名
，In the name of the Lord,
我给你两个问题。
I want to ask you two questions.
有哪一个人
？Anyone？
你说感谢主。
You say praise the Lord。
今天晚上的信息
，Tonight the message，
使我的视野扩大。
I have been widened in my horizon，
使我认识更加深。
And also deepened in my knowledge，
我的信仰更坚固起来。
And my faith has been strengthened。
我为这些我要感谢上帝。
For all this, I want to give thanks to the Lord。
有这样的人
，This kind of people，
请你把手举起来。
Just raise your hand。
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord。
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord。
举了放下。
And then put it down。
我问第二个问题。
Second question。
有哪一个人
？Anyone？
你的主啊。
He said, Lord，
求你给我有生之年。
In my life，
对基督，恐基督的福音有更深的了解。
I want to understand more about Christ and His gospel。
对罪人的需要有更正确的认识。
And also more correctly, I want to know about the problem of sinners。
我愿意更谦卑的渴慕追求。
And more humbly, I want to seek
for truth。求主帮助我。
God help me。
有这样的人。
This kind of people。
请你把手举起来。
Just raise your hands。
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord。
我们站起来祷告。
Shall we all rise to pray?
十字架，十字架，又是我的荣耀，我从罪都洗清洁，为靠耶稣宝。